today we have a new topic which I believe is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So we entitled this The Focal Point in the Parable of the Talents. Focal Point in the Parable of the Talents. In other words, the main point, okay? The keynote, the main point in the parable of the talents. You see, I've been sharing on this parable, and for many years, my focus was the talents,
yeah.
Okay, that God has entrusted us. But then, last week, you know, I have a revelation, and then I realized that the main thing about the parable of the talents is actually not the talents,
mm-hmm,
that God has entrusted, but the character of the one who entrusted his entrustments to us.
Mm, interesting.
It's very important, because one day we're going to stand before God, and uh-huh, of course, he's going to judge what we did with the talents that he entrusted us.
Yeah.
But for us, who will be standing on that day of reckoning, okay,
yeah,
it is very important for us, before that day, we know what to expect of him. Okay?
Man. Okay? It would be embarrassing if we go there and we are not prepared.
Yes, if we're not prepared.
I mean, that's a shock. And wow. Then there's no undo button, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no, like, once you're there, you're there.
Yeah. And so, it's very important that when we face the judgment of works, okay, on that Bema judgment, is that we understand the mind of the judge. Okay, so when you join a contest, let's say a singing contest.
Oh.
Okay, if you join a singing contest, as a contestant,
okay,
you need to know the
rubrics.
Yeah, I mean the judge. What are the features or the call that?
How do they sing?
No,
something like that.
Criteria,
yeah, criteria,
correct. Thank you, Siddharth.
Thank
we
you.
We need to know the criteria of the judges. Let's say, what example?
Vocal delivery.
Yes, vocal delivery or performance. What do you call that?
What
are the criteria for singing? Can you help us?
We really need a live audience.
Stage
presence, okay?
Audience impact,
correct.
With a total of 100%.
So, it's important that we understand how the judges, what are the basis for them in judging for that singing contest.
Like what they're expecting from the contestant.
Yes, yes. So, that is what you must prepare to deliver, mm-hmm, during the contest if you want to win. So, mm-hmm, it's very important to know the criteria. So, we need to understand the mind, okay, of the judge. Okay? So that if you understand today the mind of the judge, then you can better prepare yourself before you stand before the judge. Correct?
Yeah.
So that is why this parable of the talents, we're going to focus on what? On the main thing.
Yeah.
Which is the judge. Okay? What is in the mind of the judge? What does he expect of us?
Yeah.
Okay? So that we still have time to prepare ourselves before we stand before his throne and present ourselves,
mm-hmm,
okay, and how we responded to his expectations.
Yes.
Okay, so correct. That is the point of this message. The focal point in the parable of the talents is not actually the talents, mm-hmm, okay, that was entrusted to us, but the heart, the mind, the expectation of the judge himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, the subtitle for this is The Loaner and the Investor. Okay? Or the Lender and the Borrower. Okay? So, the loaner, which is God, the investor, which is us. The lender is the Lord, and the borrower is us. Everything that we have, even our lives, we do not own.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a borrowed life.
Mm.
So what will you do with that borrowed life?
We steward it.
Yes, correct.
But we'll get to the details right now.
Stewardship. All right. So we begin with Matthew 25. Okay, verse 14. We're reading right now, not in NIV, but in ISV.
Uh-huh.
This is International Standard Version. Because I like to retain the word talents instead of bags of gold. Mm. Okay, so
makes sense.
Matthew 25:14 says, similarly, it is like a man going on a trip who called his servants and turned his money over to them. The one man he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1 based on their ability.
Mm.
Then he went on his trip. The one who received 5 talents went out at once and invested them and earned 5 more. Okay, so he doubled it. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents earned 2 more, doubled it again.
Oh.
Okay. But the one who received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and buried his master's money.
No.
Verse 19, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 20, the one who had received 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, said, Master, he said, you gave me 5 talents. See, I've earned 5 more. Okay, he doubled it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the second servant who was given 2 talents? So it said, so the master said, well done, good and trustworthy servant. Wow. Since you've been trustworthy with small amount, I'll put you in charge of large amount.
Wow.
Come and share your master's joy. So you see, this is the mind. This is from the heart of the judge.
Mm.
Okay? He said, come and share your master's joy.
Mm.
What brings him joy is actually, you know, us becoming fruitful.
Oh, wow.
Okay? How can we become fruitful? We must first understand stewardship. If you're a good steward with God's entrustments to you, then it will what? Reproduce. Mm. It will multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember this. On Judgment Day, we're not going to be judged. For Christians, for real spirit-filled, born-again believer of Christ. Okay, we're not going to be judged whether you're gonna be in heaven or not in heaven. Okay, but our judgment will be based on our works for rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what we are talking about.
Yeah.
Verse 22. The one with 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I've earned 2 more. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay. His master told him, well done, good and trustworthy servant. Since you've been trustworthy with small amount, I'll put you in charge of a large amount. Same.
Yeah, same. Okay.
So it's not about the quantity. It's about
quality.
Yes, and how many times, how many fold did you multiply?
Mm.
Okay, it's the increase of the fruit. So he said, you gave me 2, I've earned 2 more. So that's 100%. Doubled it.
Wow.
Okay, doubled it.
Mm.
Okay. Where are we?
And the master was... rejoicing.
Yes.
With the servant.
That's why he said, come and share your master's joy.
Wow.
We want to hear that. Okay? That's a nice commendation right there.
Yeah.
Now, verse 24.
Uh-oh. This is the
Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you haven't planted and gathering where you haven't scattered any seed. Since I was afraid, I went off and hid your talent in the ground. Here, he said, "Take what's yours."
Knock.
And the Lord said, his master said, verse 26, his master answered him, "You evil and lazy servant." Okay? "So you knew that I harvested where I haven't planted and gathered where I haven't scattered any seed. Then you should have invested my money with the bankers. When I returned, I would have received my money back with
interest."
Interest. With interest. Listen, okay? God owns everything. He doesn't need what, you know, he doesn't need anything. Okay? Yeah. So he's not even interested with, you know, what can you give God that he doesn't own? So you think God is pleased by, you know, giving him something? No. He owns everything. He can do it. He can
create. Make one.
Yes. More than what you have, what you can give. Mm. So that is not the point. That is not the point. Therefore, the point is not the talent. It's not about it.
Yeah.
It's about what? Okay. Listen to verse 27. He said, "Then you should have invested my money with the bankers. So when I returned, I would have received my money back with
interest."
Interest. With interest. It's the profit.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the profit thing. It's something, I mean, what can God gain out of his entrustments?
Yeah.
Okay? So, remember this. Whatever you have in your hand right now, okay, whether it is a talent, you were born with it, it's a natural talent with you, or something you acquired, you know.
Resources.
Resources that you have, okay, you might have some properties.
Or financial
yes.
Stability.
Yes, or you have a lot of money, you have accumulated a lot of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not giving for the Lord, if the Lord is not glorified with it, you have a lot of cars, you have a lot of, you know, whatever. Okay? If God does not receive glory out of it, what will be your reward?
Oh, food for thought.
Remember this, in everything, he will look for an interest. What gain have I from those things that I entrusted you?
Mm.
Put that in your heart and in your mind. Always think about that. The more you have, the more you will be accountable. Think about it. Digest it. Because on that day, okay, he doesn't want you to give him back what he gave you, what he lent you, what he lent you. No, it's his. So if you do that, just like this man, he said, "Lord, well, I knew you're a hard man, and you know, take what's yours." That is a very disrespectful insulting person. Yes. How dare you? You know?
Mm-mm.
A king came and you have nothing in your hand.
Nothing.
Because if you respect the person, you will do everything.
Do something.
Yes, do something to please the person.
Yeah.
You know, for example, the president of the country, okay, he said,
visits your home.
Yeah, visits your home. He says, "Okay, today lunchtime I will be at your house, and I will bring food. I wanna sit with you and talk with you." And of course, you're going to what? To prepare. You're going to clean up the house. You're going to, mm-hmm, you know, put some decorations and change the curtains and
wash the dishes.
Yeah. And if you have something to give him, you are going to give it to him, a gift or whatever.
Yeah.
Why? Because you respect the president.
Mm-mm.
But how dare you? This master who owns the talents, who entrusted us, okay, with talents, you know, and you have nothing, you just want to return to him what's his? Do you understand how much how this thing is so important to God? Yeah. You need to understand it's also about respect.
Mm-mm.
It's also about respect. We face God, we stand before God. If you love Him, if you respect Him, if you honor Him, it's impossible for you not to serve Him, not to glorify Him with everything that you have.
Yeah.
Because if you love Him, you cannot help but bear fruit.
For sure.
For sure. For sure. Why? Because everything that you do will be for Him.
Yes.
It's all about Him.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Because you love Him. Because you fear Him. But if you do not respect God, if you do not love God, you will be unfruitful. You will do the same thing. What are you going to do with the talents? You are going to
do nothing.
Put it in the ground. Do nothing.
Yeah. And then when the master returned, it was just as it was.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine getting a gift for Christmas, the same thing that you gave that person last year. I mean, I would question my relationship with that person.
Yeah. So your gift, you opened it and then...
Like, oh, this is what I gave you last year. What?
You did not use it. You just kept it and then wrap it again. And then... Anyway. So, guys...
Insulting for the
yes,
king.
We must understand this parable of talents,
yes,
in the viewpoint of the master.
Mm.
Okay? This time, viewpoint of the master, not on the side of the
people.
The person who was entrusted with the talent.
Mm-mm.
Not on the borrower's side, not on the lender's side. Okay? The investor side. I'm sorry, the lender is the Lord. Okay.
All
right. So not on the borrower side, not on the investor. So we want to enter the mind of the loaner and of the lender so that we know what to do as an investor.
Yes.
Okay. We know how to act as a borrower. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where are we? What verse? Verse 27. So now we're on verse 28. Then the master said, He said, take the talent from him and give it to the man who has 10 talents. Because to everyone who has something, more will be given, and he'll have more than enough. But from the person who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away from him.
Yeah.
And what? Verse 30 says, throw this useless servant into the darkness outside. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's only one place where there is what?
Weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Now, this tells us that this person is really not a believer.
Mm.
Okay? Because if you are, you know, if you will be thrown into that place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, well, okay, so we all know that unbelievers, people who are not in the Lord, will never become fruitful in the Lord. Okay, they may be fruitful and successful in the world, but not for the kingdom of God, according to this, you know, prophecy. Okay, in context with this prophecy, so
with this parable,
and so the point here, my friend, is that the Lord said, "Take this talent from him, give it to the one who has 10." And they said, "Huh? Okay." Now, if you read the Luke 19, the same thing.
Yeah.
Luke 19:22-24. Okay, let me just share with you the same principle. It says, then he said to those standing by, take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.
Mm.
Okay, so it's like Jesus telling another parable, but then same example, you know, the different numbers, but this time 10 minas. And he said, and they said, verse 25, sir, they said, he already has 10, And the master replied, I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given, but as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away.
Mm.
So, as you can see, this judgment won't be in secret.
Wow.
Okay, it's not gonna be, it's not, the Lord will not call you, hey you, what's your name?
Come with me to the back door.
To the back door, let's talk about the, let's assess your work. No, it's not gonna be like that.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be in secret.
Mm.
The thing is, he is going to have this thing in the open.
In public.
In, where other everyone is there. That's why you better be careful. You better do what you are expected to do.
Yeah.
Do what is right today. Be fruitful. Mm. Okay? For the glory of the Lord, because one day everyone will see.
Ay, ay.
And there's no turning back. And the Lord will tell them, okay, maybe the angels, the gods, whoever is there, say, hey, take that bag of gold and give it to that person right there who is very fruitful.
Wow. Fruitful.
At the hearing of everyone. So if you do good, even if it is discreetly for the glory of the Lord, no one sees you, but you're doing it for the Lord. Listen up, guys. One day, everything will be revealed. Just like John Bevere. Everybody will clap. Woo! You did it for the glory of God. Yeah. Remember Matthew 25, I like that. He said, when I was hungry, you fed me.
Mm.
When I was sick, you know, when I was in prison,
you came to me.
Okay, yeah,
you
said,
fed me.
Yes, when I was naked.
Me.
Yes, you clothed me.
Wow.
And they said, Lord, when?
We do not remember.
and
but the master will say,
yes. What will he say?
To
what you did,
yeah,
to the least of
my
brethren,
you did it to me.
For me.
Wow.
Think about that. What do you have? Maybe you have a lot of clothes in your closet right now. and clothes that are there for 10, 20 years.
Wow. Collectors. Wow.
Yeah. Because you like to do shopping. And, yeah. You think you don't have dress anymore. You have nothing to wear. You know, if you know, I'm not against you buying things
clothes,
for yourself,
yeah.
You know. But the thing is that if you have a lot of clothes and you're not using it, and there are a lot of people who doesn't
need.
Have. Yes.
In fact, right now, I mean, there's recent flooding,
yes.
And they need it.
That's right. A lot of
most.
Homes were buried underground because
Amen.
Of landslides, and that's so sad. But we know that in the last days it was prophesied these things will happen.
Yeah.
As part of the labor pain.
Or birth pains.
Birth pains. Mm-hmm. And it's going to increase. So we better prepare because Jesus is coming.
Yes.
We don't know when, but we have a short time to serve him. Okay,
yeah,
so let's finish this up. Okay, so
we just finished Luke 19:25.
Yes, 26. Okay, so a talent is like a seed. Okay, it's like a seed given to you so you can grow it and produce fruits.
Mm-mm.
So that's a talent that was given to us. And in the Bible, okay, I'll just say the scripture of an unfruitful tree that was subject for uprooting if it does not respond to fertilization. That's Matthew 21 here.
Matthew
21, 18 to 22. Okay, again, Matthew chapter 21, 18 to 22. This was about the Lord Jesus who one morning he was hungry and seeing a fig tree by the road, beside the road, he went up to it and found nothing.
No fruit.
Okay, except leaves. Except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. And immediately,
immediately.
The tree withered. And his disciples was amazed. They said, Lord, the tree that you cursed quickly withered. You know, listen, even the Lord Yeshua, think about this. he likes fruit. Okay, you know, as a gardener, you know, I'm happy to see a lot of fruit. You know, like our plant out there, they keep on bearing fruit, and I told them, hey, every 2 weeks, okay, you have to harvest, or else it will grow big, very big.
I saw them. You saw? They're very thick. They're very healthy.
Yes, in one tree you can have like 6-7 fruits in one. Eggplant. Okay, and they're big. And then one morning, my mom will harvest it, and then it will keep on. I said, I have to do another experiment. We have a small place, so I have to, you know, uproot it again. Not because it's not fruitful, but because I need a space. Yeah. Okay, we are doing an in-house laboratory for our research and development of our Gadol Israel Philippines Technologies. Okay, anyway, that's not our topic. So let's go back.
Fruits.
Okay. So, we also have a parable in Luke 13. Okay. Luke 13, 6 to 8. 6 to 9. Okay. Again, this is a parable that Jesus shared. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. He went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Cut it down.
A waste of space.
Okay, the man said, the man replied, sir, leave it alone for one more year. So grace period for one more year. That's 4 years old. Yeah. Okay.
And I'll dig around, fertilize it,
okay? And if it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. So you see, who told this parable? The Lord Yeshua.
Jesus.
Is going to be our judge one day, okay? So we are sharing the parable of the talents in the viewpoint, in the mind of the judge. That's very important, okay?
Or the fruit. Or the gardener.
Or the gardener. Okay. So, again, Matthew 7:17 to 20 is about good and bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Verse 19, it says, listen, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
Oof.
Okay, so be careful, guys. Again, in this parable concerning the talent, referring to the talent is like a seed that we need to grow.
Yeah.
All right, so the seed represents the resources God gives us to do the work for His kingdom, for His glory. Okay, God is after the fruit. Okay, yes. Our titles does not add up to on judgment day. In fact,
you cannot bring it up.
Yeah, that's right.
After.
Because, in fact, if you have titles, you say, this is your name, and after your name, comma, and then D, everything, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
In fact, your titles, okay, PhD. Your titles will make you more accountable.
Oh.
Okay? So you're in a very, in a more difficult situation. Greater accountability. Remember, the Bible says that's what our professor in counseling told us. You know, he realized when he became doctor, he told us, hey, you don't need that route because now you feel more accountable, more accountability. You have to accomplish more, okay, because of those titles. But listen, the Bible says, Luke 12:48, okay, Luke chapter 12, verse 48, it says, to whom much is given, much is expected. Okay? To whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be the same standard of judging our works on Judgment Day, because it depends. That's why the one who was given five, he said, Lord, I doubled it. I made five more. The one who was given two more.
It too, yeah.
Okay? So, but the reward was the same. Said, I'm going to give you a large sum. I mean, I'm going to entrust you large entrustment. What is it? Responsibility or reward or whatever. Okay? So, the thing is that It's about how you did it. What did you do with God's entrustments? Okay? So, again, a talent is like a loan of money. Okay? You were given a capital from a money lender so you can start to invest and run your own business. With what? ROI, return of investment expectation from the master. Okay? Yeah. So, the bank who lend you money, okay, gave you that capital, is expecting you to produce so that you can pay the bank back, okay?
Yeah.
With interest. Listen. With interest again.
Yeah.
Because if you cannot, you don't have profit, you don't have interest, you know what? You cannot pay your debt. Okay? Your loan.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that they are going to take away
your property. Yeah,
the same principle.
Very practical, very earth-like, right?
Yes. Yes, it's the same thing. A lot of people, they buy cars and then, you know, they cannot pay the monthly bill because the car is not earning. Well, came to the point where they have to release the car or sell it so that they can pay whatever. But you know what? You cannot sell a car that with an unfinished, if it's not fully paid.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you can sell it. Provided that the bank knows that Mm-mm. you're selling it, and the next owner will have an agreement, something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I heard that.
But okay. It's complicated.
Yes, it's gonna be complicated. Okay, so we have to utilize the loaned money for the benefit of the lender.
Mm.
Okay, so let's just jump directly to talent. A talent includes the stewardship of our time, money, and effort. What can the owner benefit from our time, money, and effort?
Yeah.
Okay? And remember this. The Bible says, we just read it a while ago, that the owner, the master, returned.
Mm-mm.
He returned and settled accounts with the servants. Our master will return.
Yes.
We don't know when, but he's going to come back. And when he's back, we're going to stand before him.
Yes.
Okay? He will come again, and we're going to report to him. Okay. So, guys, God is the businessman, serious with collecting ROI. Why? Why does he harvest where he did not plant? Because he owns everything. Technically, he is the sovereign God, he owns everything, so he can basically require everyone.
I mean,
just like the fig tree, who doesn't have any fruit and was cursed. Okay, so the parable of the talents is not primarily about the talents.
Yes,
but about God.
Ooh.
Okay, so the parable of the talents is primarily about the judge, about God himself, what he expects of us. Listen to his heart, listen to his mind. In the parable it says, Lord, I hid your talent in the ground, I was afraid, I knew you were a hard man. That's the word.
Yeah.
I knew you were a hard man. Okay? He is a hard man. That's our judge. He is a hard man. What does it mean? Meaning to say, he is an excellent, excellent businessman.
High standards.
Yes. With firm standards. According to his terms. Not our term. His terms.
Yeah.
Okay? Committed and serious about collecting. Mm-hmm. Okay? Harvesting or collecting profit or return of investments for his kingdom business,
yeah,
for his glory.
Mm-mm.
So that is the thing. That is the thing. Think this way. Right now on earth, soon we're going to stand before him. And he's a wise businessman. He's very serious in collecting his gain.
Yeah.
And if you do not have something for him, you did not do anything. What is that?
Yeah.
You're like the man who was given one talent. But instead of utilizing it, working on it, investing, what did he do? He just hid it in the ground.
Nothing.
So guys, the more money you spend, you know, on a certain thing, a certain project, let's say a house, you spend a lot of money, you don't want the contractor or the engineer to give you a cheap house because you paid for a golden wall. Okay, you paid millions of dollars for the wall, but then you went and said, what is this? I mean, it's so,
why is it made of wood?
Ordinary wood.
Gold. Yeah.
I paid for gold and now I have wood. Now that is not good. You listen, Jesus, I mean the Father invested well. He gave his son to die in our place. Isn't that enough investment for us to serve him?
Yeah.
Right? So God gave his son to purchase us from sin, from death. Okay, from the predicament of hell.
Yes.
Okay? Isn't that enough reason for us to, you know, obey him and follow him and glorify him and please him with our lives? So think about that, friends.
Yeah.
Okay? So the point is, you know, in church, we encourage them as part of the application or what to do is that, you know, they need to write a list of their trainings, accomplishments, their field of education, you know, they finish this certain degree, or what business or work they have right now, or the what's the natural skills, special skills, their abilities. You know, you can, you know, try to write a list, okay, and think about how you can use them for the glory of God. Okay?
That's good.
So you who are listening and watching right now, you know, write down. Just try to do an inventory. Okay? Write down your talents. Make an inventory of your assets and liabilities. Okay? Assets means resources that you own, like cash, savings, jewelries, properties, furnitures, you have vehicles, things, everything. Now, if you write it down, we have a lot of things here. and some of the things you don't use that can be used by other people, why not give it away? Okay? Be generous. Yeah. Don't be stingy.
Don't be selfish.
Don't be selfish. Give it away. Because somebody out there might need it so badly. Okay? Yeah. So, liabilities are about obligations that you have, like loans, accounts, payable, debts, etc. So, of course, you have to balance it so that, you know, everything can still continue. Okay, yeah. Your business can still continue. So analyze, pray for wisdom, ask God for wisdom and what plan you can do, okay? How you can manage or grow or multiply God's entrustments.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to grow and multiply God's entrustments.
Yes.
It's like a seed, okay, that was entrusted to us. It's our work, it's our duty to manage it. How? You propagate, you grow it, and make it bear fruit. Okay?
Amen.
So, again, in closing, okay, we're going to sing a song, but before that, where do we start? As we respond, listen to this. Invest more time in prayer. And doors will start to open. Okay? I know that maybe some of you are having difficulty with your life. You don't know what to do. Let me say that again. Invest more time in prayer and doors will start to open. Because it is the Lord who has the key to open doors. Okay? Our time spent with God will result to a lot of fruits. That's the key. You want to be fruitful? You want to multiply God's entrustments to your life? You begin with what? Spending time with God. Spending time with God. Because as you spend time with God, He is going to open doors. Okay? He is going to make the connection. He's going to orchestrate everything. Okay? On our behalf.
Yeah.
It's called favor. It's called grace. But that will only happen if God can really trust us. So start with small beginnings. Okay? He who can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. That is in the Bible too.
Yeah.
So, friends, again, you begin. Where do we start? We start in our closet. We start in our rooms. Let's start to spend more time with God than anything else in the world.
Mm.
Because remember, stewardship, what's that again? Time, talent, treasure. So yeah. We want to give you a song. We'll rend you a song because I always tell our brethren in church, I said, hey guys, one of the talent that we have is that nowadays we have Reels, we have Facebook, we YouTube, and people are used to use their phones, okay, like this, okay? They use their phones and just, you know, they just record themselves and upload it, and there's nothing to learn, okay? You have wasted your time, okay? There are a lot of things that you can share online and people can learn from you. But one of the most important message that we can spread, that we can deliver, is the gospel. Remember, there's nothing more important than your eternal salvation. So that is one of the entrustment that God gave us, the gospel. Without the gospel of Christ, we will never be saved. You were saved because somebody shared the gospel to you. And it's your turn now, friends. It's your turn now to share the gospel of Christ to other people. Use your phone. So, you know, like this. So now I can see myself. Okay? You record yourself. You sing a song, like a gospel song, and then upload it. And who knows, people who will watch your video online on Reels might come to Jesus. They might need it. That might be their time, their appointed time. So, friends, we want to sing you the song, okay? You can, sure, it's our song, we wrote it, but you have the right to sing it also. Your own version, your own genre, and we'll sing it for you. Okay.
The lyrics go sa comments.
Okay, so the lyrics will be at the comments section. All right. So the song goes like this. Okay, you get your phone, record yourself. Okay. All right. Let's sing. Jesus is the answer. The only way to the Father. Jesus is the answer. The only name that leads to life. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is
the answer. If you want to live with God in heaven, there's no other way. Besides Him, you will not be saved. There's no, come on, sing it together. There's no other way. Besides Him, you will not be saved. Jesus. All right. So there you have it. Indeed, Jesus is the answer. Okay, so we love you all. You want to give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know, if you have questions, you can message us. We will help you for free, okay? So I understand that people coming from a different background and religions, they have different beliefs. Maybe this is the first time you heard about this. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10 says, Romans chapter 10, 9 to 10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay? For it is with your heart that you believe, and it is your mouth that you confess your belief, your faith. So friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important that we commit our lives to Jesus. Okay? So today, maybe you would like to give your life to Jesus. We want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Jesus. So if you want to be in heaven with God, you know, you need to understand that we are all sinners. We have sinned. And we cannot save ourselves. No one can. Only Jesus can. Because He paid the price in the cross. He took our place. Instead of us dying in the cross, He died for us. And so friends, today, if you want to give your life to Jesus, bow your heads or just read along, read the comments, and let's pray together. Say, Father in heaven, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. I believe that Jesus died in the cross to pay for my sins, and that He rose from the dead on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. Forgive my sins and cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Today, I entrust my life to Jesus as my personal Lord and only Savior. Amen and amen. So praise the Lord, friends. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you will join us again next week. And please share. Okay? Share because who knows? You know, you might have some friends out there who needs Jesus right now at this very time. So don't be reluctant. You know, share. Do your part, okay? Share it to your friends, and God bless you all, okay? See you again next week. Bye.